Chapter 21.4 Section Summary.
In 1862, Congress passed two land-grant acts that encouraged settlers to move west. The Homestead Act gave 160 acres of land to small farmers if they promised to live on the land for 5 years. The Morrill Act granted more than 17 million acres to the states. The states were required to sell the land and use the profits to build colleges. Many people moved west, hoping to find prosperity by starting their own farms. Land had become expensive in the east, and the west provided more opportunities. At first, many settlers used the Oregon Trail to travel west. Soon, more settlers traveled by train. The promise of land drew many African Americans west. Those from the south were known as exodusters because they moved west in a large departure or mass exodus from the south. They moved to find not only economic opportunity, but also equal rights. Immigrants also sought western homesteads. Norwegian, Swedish, Danish, German, and Czech immigrants created many small communities on the Great Plains. Settlers found that farming in the harsh environment of the Great Plains was difficult. Winters were colder and summers were hotter than regions in the east. Also, there was often not enough rain to water crops, and the hard soil often broke farmers' plows. John Deere invented a deep steel plow that made it possible to break through the sod or hard soil. Farmers and the plows they used were nicknamed sodbusters for the hard work they had to do to break up the sod. They also used a new method called dry farming. This method focused on planting crops such as red wheat, which needed less water than crops such as corn. Life on the plains was hard. Settlers had to build their own houses, often out of sod. Daily chores for women included making and mending clothing, washing, cooking, growing vegetables, and raising chickens. Men had to work hard in the fields, plowing, planting, and harvesting crops. Children often helped out with chores and worked in the fields.